Hey, sweet girl, how are you doing? I just want to remind you that you are seen and known and loved by the God of the universe. He's promised that he will never leave you or abandon you, even in your darkest times. It was dark, not the normal kind of darkness, but complete, pitch black darkness. Even with her eyes wide open, she couldn't see anything. She reached out her arms in front of her, moving them this way and that, but her fingertips did not come into contact with anything. The air became so heavy, it felt like she was suffocating. Her skin began to feel cold and clammy as the panic crept slowly over her entire frame, weighing on her like 100 concrete blocks. The effort it took to take breath after breath nearly drained her of all her strength. She wanted to scream, to cry for help, but as she opened her mouth, even the sound refused to leave her vocal cords and enter the darkness. The day had started out with a note of anticipation. They were exploring a cave deep within the heart of a state park. There were four of them, a guide, herself, and her two friends. The beginning of the expedition had gone well, and the cave was amazing. It twisted and turned. At times, you could walk. At times, you had to crawl. And at times, the spaces were so tight that you could only move forward if you shimmied on your stomach, pulling yourself forward with your forearms. It was during one of these times that the tunnel took a sharp bend and then finally opened up into their intended destination, a cavernous room with ceilings that stretched high above them, accented by massive stalactites. It was truly an impressive sight. She tried to take it all in, turning her headlamp this way and that, trying to memorize every detail. After just a few minutes, the guide announced that it was time to head back and made his way to the tiny tunnel that had brought them there, followed by her two friends. She wanted to take this place in for just a moment longer. She saw the lights of their headlamps round the bend as they called for her to follow. She confirmed that she would be right there as she gazed around the massive room one last time. She noted the sharp stalagmites and saw how they were spread around her on the floor. She thought about what a serious injury would occur if one were to trip and fall onto one of them. She had just begun to move towards the tunnel when it happened. Her headlamp flickered once and went out. And that was how she had come to be alone in the oppressive darkness. She was afraid to move, remembering the sharp stalagmites positioned precariously around her. She tapped on her headlamp, willing it to turn on, but it wouldn't. She stood there for what seemed like hours, and then, as the darkness overwhelmed her, she sank to the ground, covering her face with her hands, and she began to cry. She was losing hope. At that moment, she felt something clamp down on her shoulder. It didn't hurt, but startled her so badly that all the screams that had refused to leave her mouth just a moment before now came rushing out like a giant stampede. She dropped her hands from her face and was temporarily blinded by a glaring light. Was this heaven? Had she died? She couldn't see anything but the bright light that blinded her, and from behind it, she heard a voice. It was gentle, but it seemed so far away, and she couldn't make out what was being said. She heard the voice again, and this time it seemed much closer. The panic began leaving her body, and she made out the familiar voice of her guide. "I'm here," she heard him say as he shook her gently. "How long have I been alone in here?" she asked. "It's only been a few minutes," came his reply. "But I couldn't see your headlamp." "Well, your hands were covering your eyes. Don't you know I would never abandon you?" She felt a little silly as the reality of his statement sank in. But in those moments when the darkness had been closing in around her, she had felt abandoned. She had felt very, very alone. You know, the same is true of us in our lives. Jesus has promised that he will never abandon us. But sometimes when things are falling apart, we feel alone. We have trouble seeing anything but the problems that surround us, trouble feeling anything but the hurt, and trouble believing anything but the lies the enemy is feeding us, telling us that we are worthless, abandoned, and unloved. God knew we would feel that way, and in Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12, it says, "If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light about me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day." God is not overwhelmed by darkness. He can see right through it. And Jesus is right beside you in the darkest times, even when you can't hear him or see him because you feel so overwhelmed. He has promised in Hebrews 13:5 that he will never leave you, that he will never abandon you. Psalm 139:10 promises that even when you are at your lowest point, his hand will lead you and his right hand will hold you. So how can you battle through the darkness? How can you get through those times when you feel so overwhelmed that you're sure you're just not going to make it, that you can't take one more step? First, you need to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, if you have never asked him to forgive your sins and to save you, and if you are not 100% sure that you are going to heaven, I'd encourage you to listen to my podcast entitled Finding Jesus. It will show you who God is, what Jesus did on your behalf, and how you can know for sure that you're going to spend eternity with him. If you already know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the second thing you need to do is to remember his promises. We've just gone over a few, but there are so many more in Scripture. Search for them and memorize them. That way, when the enemy bombards you with lies that you are alone and that nobody cares about you, you can refute those by reciting those promises that you memorized in Scripture. Psalm 119:105 says that the word of God is a lamp for your feet and a light for your path. I was in Israel a few years ago, and I was able to see what one of these little lamps looked like. It's tiny, it's made of clay, and it fits in the palm of your hand. It has a tiny wick that comes out one side, and the top is open where you can put oil in it. When you light this lamp, it gives off just a little bit of light, just enough to be able to see the ground in front of your feet, so you would know where you could take your next step. It's a tiny lamp. It won't illuminate a whole room, but it will show you the next step. When you are searching Scripture, it may not reveal the reasons of why you're going through what you're going through, but it will help you navigate through it safely. Third, praise him. Thank the Lord for the amazing things that he's done in your life. Thank him for the times that he's helped you through things. Look for the blessings, for the people that he's brought into your life who are an encouragement. Sometimes it's hard to see the things that we need to be thankful for when we're hurting. But when we really focus and look around us, we'll be able to see it. Tell Jesus how much you love him. Look around you and be aware of what he's doing in your life. Fourth, you need to surrender to his will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ agonized over the pain and the hurt and the betrayal that he knew was just around the corner. And he asked God, if there is any other way, please take this away from me. But the death of Christ was the only way to break the power of sin and death. And so he said, not my will, but thine be done. God is a loving Father, and he's not going to allow us to suffer without bringing something good and beautiful out of it. You can talk to him. Be honest about how you're feeling, about what you wish would happen in the situation. You can tell him how much you're hurting. But ultimately, surrender yourself to him. And I promise you, he will do greater things through you than you ever imagined. You are precious to him. He loved you before the world was ever formed. He has been by your side since the moment you were conceived, and he will never, ever abandon you. When you're hurting and it feels like the darkness is going to overwhelm you, remember that the darkness is not dark to him, and he is holding you in his right hand. You are seen and known and loved by the God of the universe, and he will never abandon you. Hang in there, sweet girl.